We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elubadebo. Be revived.
Praise God. Can we all say amen? Okay, we are welcome tonight. We thank God for how the Lord has been helping us navigate the daily teaching. Amen. I want to acknowledge the grace of our Lord Jesus, evidently manifested through the word that has been coming to us season after season, particularly in the last 3 weeks. Meeting almost every day, and the Lord has been speaking. So let's see how the Lord will help us tonight as we make progress and preparatory teachings for the Image and Glory Conference. Like we normally say, the conference has started. There's always maybe I need to correct that again. We are looking forward to a conference that has started 3 weeks ago. So, because at times you may find out that it's possible that in the 3 weeks, the daily teachings, more of details may come out than the conference. The conference normally at times may do more of confirmation, and then just in certain areas God will just grant us access. So it's not always good to undo the daily teachings with levity. And then you are now open for the conference. It's been at least for the last 3 years, it's been like that. So by now we should have mastered the terrain of the conference. So the Lord has been speaking to us, no doubt about it. And so let's just pay attention as we trust God that there will just be a climaxing. So what we are trusting God in the conference is just a climaxing. Of what the Lord has begun. The feast has already begun. Can we all say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Let's see the book of Revelation. Book of Revelation. Okay. Revelation chapter 12. Book of Revelation chapter 12. You'll be able to appreciate this book by the introduction. John wrote 7 churches in Asia Minor, and he referred to those churches as servants. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So there's a certain context that must be recaptured for us to really appreciate what the Lord gave the 7 churches. It really may be very difficult to know what was written in its exact measure if you are not those 7 churches. Okay? So I believe that as we begin to grow in understanding, this book will begin to open more. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And we should be open to that because there are certain things that will not be revealed until we come into a context in the Spirit where the Lord can reinterpret the message that He gave John to the 7 churches in the book of Revelation. So the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants, John, servants, things which must shortly come to pass. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I like the word shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel through his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I want us to note those two things. We'll be a record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Another word for testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we can say we'll be a record to the word of God and the spirit of prophecy. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Can we say amen?
Amen.
We'll be a record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. I like the word, we'll be a record of the word of God. So that word of God, can we say word of God? Let's say it again. This is what John referred to as the word of life in the first epistle of John. So the word of God is the word that carries the life of the beginning. The word of God here is the word that carries the life of the beginning, which must be revealed to churches that will come into the fullness of the program of God for the church. So, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keepeth those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So John to the seven churches who are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Can we say amen? Let's see Revelation 19. Let me just read a couple of scriptures. Revelation 19, verse 10, I think. Revelation 19, verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou, do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. I like that word, worship God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
May I believe that this worship God is worshiping the Father, which is the true God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
You need testimony of Jesus to worship the Father. What did I say you need? So worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So the testimony of Jesus is a prophetic manual for service. Or let me use a word. It's a prophetic manual for worship to God. The testimony of Jesus is a prophetic manual for worshiping God. So you will not be able to worship God without the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. So you fetch testimony from the word of God. What did I say? So you can't have the testimony of Jesus outside the word of that testimony. It is the word of God that gives the spirit, that spirit of testimony of Jesus. So, and that word of God is a book of everlasting redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me say that again. The word of God is a book of everlasting redemption or everlasting life. God's life is a redeeming life. By nature, the life of God redeems. So the word of God there is a book of everlasting redemption. It's actually a book of God's everlasting will. So the word of God there is the word that can redeem man to the uttermost. Can we say amen? It is a word that can redeem man to the uttermost. And it's the word that can make man worship God. So that's why it was given to servants. Now, let's see John 4. Let's go up a little bit. Maybe start from verse 20 or so. Yes, go to verse 19. Okay, now let's start from verse 20. Thank you. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And you say that Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. So there was a discourse on worship. The Samaritans had their mode of worship. Jews had their mode of worship. The Samaritans worshipped in a mountain called Mount Gerizim. While Jews believed that worship must be done in Jerusalem. So both had Jews, which were at the southern tribes of Israel, were the purer breed of Israel. As at then, the northern tribes of Israel has been captured by the Assyrians and they have been mixed over the years. So it was only the southern tribe that was kept pure from infiltration. So Jews and Samaritans don't mix because Jews don't believe that Samaritans have true worship. So but for Jews, for Samaritans, Mount Gerizim was the place where they worshipped. And for Jews, it was Jerusalem. So Jesus was now describing a new order of worship or service. So the woman said, our fathers have worshipped in this mountain. And you say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at what? Jerusalem. Worship who? The Father. Can we all say worship the Father? Let's say it one more time. I like the word worship the Father. So it's the same thing as worship God that you saw in Revelation 19 verse 10. Worship God. Now look at next verse, please. Let's build our thought. It says, ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. So it means that as at that time, darkness had taken over the northern part of Israel. There was still light in Jerusalem. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers, can we say the true worshippers? Say it one more time. Shall worship what? The Father. In what? Spirit and in truth. They worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. I like the word the Father seeketh. Or there is a prescribed way to worship the Father. Now, another word for worship is coming to God. Our worship is our coming. What did I say? You're not talking to me? So without revelation of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, you can't come to God. So the word of God and the testimony of Jesus is for worship. You cannot worship without a manual of worship. You need worship needs ordinances of service. Ordinances precedes worship. There is a way to worship. So that's why I said that the testimony of Jesus is a prophetic manual for worshiping. Now, thank you. Go back to Revelation 19. I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren. I want you to know that word brethren. That I have what? The testimony. So this brethren, what do they do? They have. So for you to have testimony, you must have obeyed the word of God to the place of having the testimony. Can we say amen? Testimony, the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus, is by the product of cutting covenant with God. And you cut covenant with God by the word. So that word of God is what gives you the commandments of God or the commandments of the Father. The word of God brings the commandments of God. And when you do the commandments, you cut covenant with God. And the spirit of prophecy is the product of cutting covenant with God. Now, as you are cutting covenant with God, there is already an ongoing prophetic opening, or the prophetic spirit is at work when you are joining in the obedience to the commandments of God. But you don't have the spirit of prophecy as an inheritance until you finish the commandments of God. So somebody can have commandments of God and has not come to a place of having spirit of prophecy. To have it means that you have inherited it. Can we say amen? Amen. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So this is where they want to bring all of us to. To a place where we all have spirit of prophecy. What did I say? All of us must have spirit of prophecy. So Pastor CJ, without spirit of prophecy, you cannot worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. The word of God and the testimony of Jesus, is not knowledge, but are lines. The word of God is a line. Testimony of Jesus is also a line. They are all in the domain of the Father. So spirit and truth, they are also lines. Can we say amen? Amen. I can't hear you say amen. Amen. They are the product of the hearing of the words of God. So you will hear the words of God. You will first hear the word of God as knowledge before you see the word of God in the spirit. The word of God is in the spirit. What did I say?
The word of God is in the spirit.
You can have knowledge and not enter into the spirit. But the first point of entrance is that they will first give you the knowledge. They will give you precept of the Father. All of us will start there. And after a while, they will open the door to see the word in the spirit. The word is a person. Yeah. What did I say the word is? I remember there was a time I labored on the issue of bread and the cup. So you need those two things to worship the Father. You need the word and the testimony of Jesus. So you cannot even worship the Father without those two. You must have word. And I said, what the word of God does is that it reveals the commandments of God to you. Let's see 2 John. I will still come here. Amen. I can't hear you say amen. We don't know how this word is going to go. Let's just take it a step after. 2 John, look at that. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth.
And not only I, but all that have known the truth. So you can see truth. I keep saying truth. Can we all say truth? So for truth's sake, that's the Father's truth. Which dwelleth what? In us. So when truth dwells in you, it becomes testimony. And shall be with us forever. So grace be with you, and mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and in love. I rejoice greatly when I found of thy children walking in truth, as you have received what? Commandment of the Father. So the commandment of the Father is the revelation of the Father's truth. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And the end of obeying the Father's commandment is to receive the spirit of the spirit of prophecy. So the spirit of prophecy, though, is in charge of the whole journey to God. But the spirit of prophecy is not yet an inheritance until commandment is finished. If you don't finish commandments, you will not have the spirit of prophecy. Now, this is where I'm going. Now, without the spirit of prophecy, you cannot overcome the dragon. What did I say? Now, you can have the commandment of God and not have the spirit of prophecy. Because you have not finished the commandment to be given the spirit of prophecy as an inheritance. So, the dragonic code cannot be broken until you come into the spirit of prophecy. Because the dragonic code is another prophetic code that was programmed in us by spirits in the air so that we don't serve God. Can we say amen? Let me say that again. I want you to get that. The dragonic code is programmed in us by spirits in the air, and it is done in us to stop us from worship to the Father. So naturally, man cannot worship the Father because of the sin code in us. Can we say amen?
Amen.
There's a programming in us that cannot make us serve the Father. So the purpose of the commandment of God is to expire sin code and build us an habitation for worship.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
Now, to worship the Father, you need first an house of worship. You need a building. So that's the purpose of the commandment of the Father, is to build you up to worship God. You cannot worship when you don't have height. So you need to be raised as a house to be able to worship God. Then you cannot just have, it's not enough to have an house. You must have a spirit that is the breath of the house. So you need those two things to worship the Father. Just like you can't have a hack alone, you need testament in the hack. Without testament, the hack is not complete, and worship cannot be done. So without testimony of Jesus, worship will not be complete. Can we say amen?
Amen.
It is at the point of having the spirit of prophecy that you break the dragonic code. Can we all say amen?
Amen?
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So all the churches in the book of Revelation, they were all summoned for worship. Oh, that's why the Bible called them servants. And they were already in the service of the true tabernacle. What did I say they were in? They were all of them, all these churches, all these seven churches in the book of Revelation, they were all in the Most Holy. So you can call them true tabernacle churches, all of them, all the seven churches, how you know is what they are promising them. You know the where they are serving. So none of these churches were in the sanctuary. They were not sanctuary churches. The promises that they were promising them if they overcame told you where they were serving. So you know that these churches were serving in the true tabernacle. They had gone beyond service in the sanctuary. When you are serving in the sanctuary, you are a servant to God. What did I say? It's a measure of service. Servant to God. Then when you are serving in the Most Holy, you are a servant of God. Or you are a worshiper. They are raising you to be a true worshiper. So now you could see the nature of warfare that those churches were going through. So all of the warfare of the seven churches, they were all warfare against worship. All of them. What did I say they were? So you could see that the war was for them not to stand pure or true in worship. And all of the churches that had issues, all of them were churches that they were being warred by the dragon himself. So, how does a dragon war servants that are coming to God? He wars them by doctrine. So, there were wars of doctrine. Because doctrine is needed for service. You can't serve God. So, people that play down doctrine, they are ignorant actually. You can't serve God without doctrine. Doctrines are the ordinances for service. What doctrines bring are ordinances. They are ordinances. When you understand protocols of service, you know that God's idea of service is very defined. What did I say? That's why all of the temples in Scripture had dimensions of worship. Everyone. God did not even give people an opportunity to use their minds to build the temple. Just ekogbagi mogi. Just build something. I will come there. Shebi na house. House na house. God never gave man an opportunity to build a house for him according to man's desire. God never did. Including the ark of Noah. That ark was also an ark of worship. It was a ark of worship because the whole earth was given to worship against God. So God gave Noah a kind of mobile temple. So the ark was outer court, holy place and most holy. So it was a mobile tabernacle. So what God is telling us is that it is worship that will save you from the judgment on the earth. So the whole earth has been taken to worshiping of Satan. Ways has been corrupted on the earth. So the only thing God could do was to bring a system of worship that could preserve man. So anytime God wants to preserve man, God gives man a system of worship. That is the purpose of the temple, is to preserve worship. Can we say amen? And every system of worship had dimensions. God did not give us allow us to give him our own idea of worship. Tabernacle of Moses, same thing. The temple of Solomon, same thing. The temple of Ezekiel, same thing. So we know that there are ordinances to serve God. Are we all here? What did I say? So without doctrines, we can't serve the Father in spirit and in truth. So again, so if Satan wants to stop pure worship, Satan will infiltrate your doctrine. If Satan wants to stop pure worship, Satan will infiltrate your doctrine. Once your doctrine is stained, your worship will be affected. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, I may be wrong. I believe that Revelation 12, the stars of God there were servants. I'm not saying they cannot be angels. The reason why I choose that more is because the angels that were in the air were casted out. If you look at, let's go to Revelation 12. Let's do Bible study a little bit. So you know that there were stars in the book of Revelation. The angels of the churches were called stars. But it's not just only the angels that were stars. The servants were also stars. Ask me, how do I know? 2 Peter chapter 1. Once you are a servant, the day star is already rising. You're already becoming a star of a certain sort. So, most holy churches are star churches. What did I say most holy churches are? Star churches. They are making, what do you say? When you say somebody is star, they don't think like, oh, star. No. Star just means glorious. They are making you glorious. Because there is a glory of the sun, there's a glory of the moon, there's a glory of stars. And stars differ what? In glory. So in the world of the Most Holy, you have stars in their different stratas according to glory. How you know a star is the glory that he carries. Not all stars have the same glory. So all the churches in the book of Revelation, they were all star churches. There were churches that were already in ascension, because they were, if they were in the true tabernacle, it means they were in the heaven. They were in heaven. Can we say amen?
Amen.
But they have not gotten to the heaven that the dragon's tail cannot get to. Now, to overcome the dragon, you must get to a heaven that his tail cannot reach. You're not talking to me. Can we say amen?
Amen.
When you overcome the dragon, you come over his head. So you, it means that you are above his wiles. Take me to Isaiah 9 verse 15. The ancient and the honorable is the head. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. The prophet that teaches lies is what? So what the tail of the dragon represents is a prophetic tail. And they call it a teaching tail. So when you see he still brought down stars, it was doctrine. The prophet that teacheth lies. Can we say amen? If you look at this later on in that book of Revelation, it was war that pushed spirits out of heaven. So that's why I believe that those stars of heaven were different. There were sons that were deceived. You see, those seven churches, all those churches, many of the servants were already deceived. I don't think you are following me. All of, except Philadelphia and Smyrna. Churches, in fact, the Ephesian church, Jesus already said that, let's go to Ephesians. I want you to get this thing. Maybe we'll labor here a little bit. Can we say amen? Take me to Ephesians 2. Revelations 2, the church in Ephesus, verse 5. Remember therefore whence thou art fallen. So when you see that, you see a tail, bring stars to the heads. What's he fallen? Yeah. He starts falling. That is falling away. It's apostasy. These are servants that were being prepared to become true worshippers. But they had received a doctrine. Now look at verse 2. Are you with me?
Yes.
Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I know I've heard school of thoughts. I'm only opening another school of thought. They say, these were the angels. But I'm looking at, can you call fallen spirits stars of heaven? They are fallen spirits. Can they be referred to as stars of heaven? And so I just felt that then again, when you look at that Revelation 12. Yes, when you look at it again, you know, because, you know, before we take something, we look at all scripture. Before you look at it again, it was war that took them away. The Bible said they were casted out. Look at it. The great dragon was cast out. The old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. Look at that. He was cast out of what? Into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. This was a forceful eviction. This was not deception. It was not a tail operation. So when the Bible says his tail took it 1/3 of stars, I believe it was stars, angels. But I'm now looking from the book of Revelation, because the book of Revelation was a revelation of Jesus given originally to 7 churches. Many of those 7 churches were already having problems. There was already war. So I'm going to say Ephesian church. Look at Ephesian church. It says, verse 2, it says, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience. Are you with me? And how thou cannot bear them that are evil. And thou hast tried them which are, who say they are apostles, are not, and hast found them as liars. There was a commendation from Jesus. And hast borne, and hast patience. And for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, so there was no church that Jesus did not have a problem with, except 2 churches out of 7. So what do you think was happening to them? The prophet that teacheth lies. Who is the father of lies? So Satan is an old prophet. When they say old serpent, another word for serpent is prophet. So what do you think that Satan was doing to Eve? He was teaching, Lord, your Eve, Corolla, no? Doctrine. As God said, he just opened her. That was a prophetic teacher. A prophetic teacher. Broke deception, took Eve out of the way. So a old servant is an old prophet. So Satan is a fallen prophet. He's an old prophet. We say the prophet that teacheth lies. He's a father of lies. He's a prophet. Take me to John 8. Ye of your father the devil. And the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from what? So Satan murdered angels. Now, so he is not just deceiving angels. You see, book of Revelation is future. That's why I said that Satan has deceived angels already. He's not deceiving them again. You're already deceived. So who Satan was deceiving in the book of Revelation were sons. Were servants. He was now deceiving servants. So they had to bring revelation to help them. He was already deceiving servants. You will know when you read, because there's no way you appreciate the book of Revelation without seeing through the eyes of the 7 churches. All of them. Some of them, if Ephesian church, some of them had fallen. Look at it. No. Take me back to, I'm not finished with John 8. It says, he was a murderer from the beginning. And he abode not in the truth, because he is what? There is no truth in him. So Satan murdered angels. He actually deceived them and he murdered them. So it's the same operation that he wants to do with sons, servants. is to deceive them and cut them off. Cut them off and make them earthly. These are guys that have ascended already. So when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is what?
A liar.
A liar. And what? When he say you are a father, you are an inventor. You are a prophet of it. Satan prophesies lies. He opens lies. He's an inventor of lies. What is lie? That which that does not have root in God. It doesn't have origin in God. Are you getting what I'm teaching? So now, look at the Ephesian church. So, nevertheless, I have what? I have somewhat against thee. Thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, where thou art fallen. So as at the time they write this, they had fallen. Some of them, I'm not sure. Had fallen. And repent and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly. And I'll remove thy candlestick out of the place except thou repent. So there was almost no church that did not have issues. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Look at the church in Thyatira. Thyatira. Okay, let's look at the church in Pergamos. Verse 13. I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Thou holdest fast my name, hast not denied my faith, even in the days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. Them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. So you need to go back into the story to know what Balak did. Balak was the one that went to employ Balaam to stop worship. Because the journey through the wilderness was their worship, was coming to God. So Balak feared the children of Israel. And he employed a kind of Satan to curse them. So he was a prophet. That's what I'm going. So Balaam was a twisted prophet. Was a twisted prophet. So he took a prophet to curse them. Of course, when they were in alignment, he could not curse them. Then you know what he did? He now suggested. So don't worry, send Moabite girls amongst them. That's the end. And that was it. So you can see that Satan has mastered how to stop ascension. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. So, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit fornication? So, doctrine is what you eat. So as thou also them that hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which are eight. So the problem with the churches were doctrines, were ordinances of worship. What did I say they were? Were things that will affect their worship. Repent or else I will come unto thee quickly. I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
Take me to verse 20 of Revelation. I just want to I'm going back to Revelation 12, but I just want to give you a very good foundation. So notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel. There was no physical woman Jezebel. Yeah? Who calleth herself a prophetess to teach. And what? Seduce what? My servants to commit what? Fornication and eat things sacrificed to idols. This is what I believe. These things were in the spirit. This is not physical fornication. This is not sleeping with Antina.
He's not sleeping with Tina, Joy, you know, Edo girls. You know what I'm talking about? He's not talking about that. This is not Domitila. You know, how many of you watch Domitila? Domitila. Oh, you didn't watch Domitila. You know the way they used to have Domitila, Domitila. Ah, Kosi girl. So this is not Domitila. Amen. So fornication, here is in the spirit. What did I say fornication is in? Because a servant must have pure worship. And pure, because they are being raised as pure virgins. Most holy virgins as also pure virgins to only serve one master. So the purpose of doctrine is to twist their service. We need to be fearful. This thing can happen to anybody. It's to twist their sides, not to give our Lord Jesus full devotion. So that's fornication. It's an unlawful intercourse. She said, I gave her space to repent of her fornication and she did not repent. So he's referring to the spirit that hijacked ministry. So this is in the most holy. So a Jezebelic spirit has taken over ministry. Ministry was not pure. So Jesus was warning them to repent. So I'm just showing you that is what Revelation 12. Take me back to that Revelation 12. That's the context. So the tale was the doctrines in the seven churches. Warring them and plucking stars of heaven. The most holy is a kind of heaven. So let's start from verse 1. Can we say amen? That's actually where I wanted to stay. Revelation 12, verse 1. There appeared a great wonder in heaven. So, of course, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and a star. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. So we know the moon is the glory of the Father. So the sun, rather, is the glory of the Father. So this church was clothed with the glory of the Father. So this woman is Zion. What did I say this woman is? Zion. In fact, now look at verse 2. It says, she being with a child cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. In my Bible, yeah, they wrote Isaiah 66, verse 7. Take me to Isaiah 66. So this was an holy place church. It was a church that was pregnant with a most holy. There was a most holy church on our inside. Because they are going to bring the man child out of the virgin church. So the virgin church actually extends into the most holy. There is a virgin church that you call Daughter of Zion. They are a more purified virgin church. We'll see that in Isaiah 62 from verse 11. Can we say amen? What I'm going to say is that the virginity continues in the most holy. In the most holy, in the sanctuary, in the holy place, you are a virgin. In the most holy, you are a chaste virgin. So you move from chaste virgin to bride. Oh, can we all say amen? I can't hear you say amen. You're a chaste virgin. Or wise virgin. So it is a purer expression of, that's why I call it Daughter of Zion. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed what? Unto the end of the world. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. So, behold, thy reward is with him, and thy work is with him. So you will know that it is to the daughter of Zion that works, everlasting works are revealed to. So it's everlasting works and reward that are the
content of the revelation to this Zion. It's another finer breed of Zion that can house the man-child. Isaiah 66 verse 7, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of what? A man-child. Next two verses, I think verse 9, if I'm right. What? Okay, yes. Verse 8, rather. Who had heard such a thing? Who had seen such a thing? Shall the heads be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? Actually, that's what happened. Even though the man-child was doing works inside the womb, but when she was born, it was once. It was actually instantaneously. You know the way our spirit was quickened instantaneously? That was what happened. Immediately the man-child was born, she was born, she was caught up immediately. It was at once. Even though while the man-child was in the womb, the man-child was feeding. Because she was in the womb, hidden from the face of the dragon. It was a wisdom of God to hide the man-child. But the man-child was not just sleeping inside the womb. The man-child was obeying commandments of the Father. The man-child was doing works of God. What did I say the man-child was doing? He was eating, feeding. He was eating, obeying God. So, the man-child would have been sealed in the womb with the Father's name. Because immediately she was born, she was caught up to God and his throne. The man-child was caught up into the reward of God, which is eternal life. So the man-child had become incorruptible in the womb. Completely incorruptible. Can we say amen? Amen. So the sealing of the man-child will have been inside the womb. It was a secret sealing. Meaning, when they are sealing the man-child, it's an hidden work. Yes, sir. Can we say amen? Amen. When the man-child now begins to rule with the rod of iron, then she begins to manifest. Her reign begins to manifest when she's caught up to the throne. So while she was inside that womb, she was growing, or he was growing rather. The man-child was growing, doing the work of God, and growing. So, and she being with the child cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon. So Satan knows, Satan has a tracker system to know when something of God wants to be born. The war, the Satan is always warring against the seed of the woman all the time. Okay, remember the prophecy was a kind of prophecy in Genesis chapter 3. I will put enmity between what thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I like the word, it shall bruise thy head. So you cannot overcome the dragon without bruising his head. The head of the dragon is where the intelligentsia of the dragon is. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Don't mind me, I'm just thinking that your tail is being controlled by your nervous system. Am I right? Your tail, is it not part of the nervous system? You know, your tail, because I know that we don't have tail, but we have skeleton. So your tail is connected to the spine, but the spine is also connected to where? To the brain. So what I'm saying is that it's head that controls tail. So, dragonic head is what controls the tail. So the tail is just the, it's just an extension of the head. So you see that tail that teaches lies. Eh? The wisdom is coming from what? Yeah. So how do you break free from satanic tail? Yeah. You bruise the head. Once you bruise the head, the tail has no influence on you. Yeah. Hallelujah. So there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, the great red dragon. Great red. Some people say this is China. China, sir. I know we don't really like China like that. So this is end time China. Ironically, I think their logo is a dragon. And it's a red dragon, so this is end time China that wants to kill the, you know, amen. A carnal mind must not enter the book of Revelation. Carnal mind cannot enter the book of Revelation, I'm telling you. If you don't like China, this is a very good place to nail them. I'm sorry, all those of you that used to Pobanos theology are from America. So nobody will say the red dragon here is America. No bad prophecy. America is not in any bad prophecy. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. So there appeared another wonder in heaven, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns. So the head are the, they are the heads of the dragon. They are what he uses to war, brethren. Actually, dragonic heads is to war brethren. So those 7 heads is to war churches or servants that are coming to God. So you see, the intelligence of the dragon is manifested through seduction. Let me say that again. The intelligence of the dragon is manifested through seduction. When the dragon is at work, you don't see something that is. Is it something that is subtle? At times, it's not even obvious. It will take high judgment to know. So 7 ends. 10 horns. Let's go back. 7 crowns upon those heads. So I see Satan has many names. Each head are names. All kind of names of blasphemy. And those names have crowns, meaning they have seal. They are crowns. They are kingly. In the sense that they all have deceptive authority. Believe me, Satan has deceptive authority. If the Father has not raised you above him, you will be deceived, sir. The Bible says he deceived the whole world. Who deceived the whole world? Can you imagine? A being deceiving the whole world. The whole world, look at it. The great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan. Meaning he has many names. He's serpent, he's dragon. In Genesis, he was a serpent. In Revelation, he became a dragon. A dragon is a flying serpent. Meaning he has used man to ascend. He has used man, he has used flesh to take height. It's a flying serpent. Which deceived some of the world. The whole world. Can you imagine? A being deceiving everybody. What kind of spirit is this? It is because of those heads. Those heads are heads of deception. And they have crowns. No crowns means that deception is governmental. It's governmental deception. It's deception that you don't even know exists. Spirits in the air, when they walk in the air, they design courses of parts of life that you just think is normal. It's just like that movie. Sorry, I'm using this movie, Matrix. You know, I think it was in the part two that Neo met the architect. I like that place. I watched that place many times. Because, you know, the way the architect talked, it just reminds me of Satan. Look at him, very calm. He said, you're not the first one that comes now. Meanwhile, the guy, they have been told you all his life, you are the one. By the time he met the architect, said, this is the sixth version. And he said, there are even other better versions. Say, he was the one that designed the Matrix. Look at the guy, he was talking very calm. So Satan is the architect of this world. So deception is even this world. The whole system is deception. The whole system is a deceptive system. To break out of it, you need mercy. You need word of God and testimony of Jesus. There are tools to escape dragonic trap to begin to worship the Father. Even the churches that have escaped the world, that have escaped the world, there is a version of the world in the holy place. There's a version of the world in the most holy, which I call the world of the beast. He is still, because if those people were seduced, all the servants that we saw in the book of Revelation, he still used something to deceive them. So Satan is not moved because you say you are a son of God. Yes. In fact, that's the reason why he will come. So Satan tested Jesus with glories. What did I say he tested Jesus with?
Glories.
So all those servants in the book of Revelation, what was he using to ward them? Glories. They were glories. Hallelujah. So, Satan has many names. Satan is a perversion of the true worship in heaven. He knows many things in heaven. He knows the order of things, the ordinances of things. So, he himself has deceptive names, many, many deceptive names. Now, look at verse 4. So he still drew the third part of stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Like they were drew. I don't see something like this. Just plucking stars and casting them down. So, you know, for years, it's not a forceful casting out. You know, it's not like they push you away. It's teaching. It's teaching. So he was teaching lies in the churches. So all those seven churches, they were heavens. They were heavenly churches. Or they were churches partaking of the heavenly calling. Remember, Hebrews chapter 3. Holy brethren, partaker of the heavenly calling. So there were churches already ascending in the heavenly calling. At different strata of ascension. So they are the ones that they entered into their midst. True doctrine and began to teach them. For those that yielded, he began to cast them down. He will cast them down. So he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood. So look at it. Two category of people. Those ascending. After he had done that, then he stood before the woman. So his interest was not the woman. He was still going to go after the woman. I want you to look at this scripture very well. His interest was the man-child. So the man-child has ascended beyond the stars. These ones that he could deceive. They have journeyed deeper in everlasting works. They were keeping commandment and they had testimony of Jesus. So they had used testimony of Jesus Christ. Eh? And they had journeyed far into the place of sealing. The only place you can get to that you will be free from that tail is when you are sealed. Meaning you're already abiding. So deception is still continuous. You know, Satan deceived Jesus till the end. Even at Gethsemane, sir. Even though Jesus had overcome, but even at Gethsemane, Satan was still, suggesting Jesus, don't die. Man, it doesn't work. Do they want all this? Jesus said, not my will. So Satan will tell Jesus, do your will. For once in your lifetime. For once in your lifetime, enjoy yourself. Huh? What do you have to lose? Just this once. Do your will. Jesus said, not my will. So deception or warring the dragon is still till the end. You have to endure to the end. I hope I'm not making you afraid. So after he had drawn stars of heaven down, some of the stars, because they were all in worship. They were all servants. He went after the man-child. The man-child was hidden from him. So he could not reach high again or reach him again because he had entered the womb. So you have to do works and enter the womb. There's a point in obedience where you enter the womb. It is not when you begin. It is when you do it to a point. You now enter the womb and you'll be hidden and kept from the face of the dragon. So he was now waiting, hoping that Obajade. So the only, at least you will come out. You understand? It's like you run to a place from, can we say amen? From someone. And the person now built. The person just bought mats and just slept in the front of the place. She'll be like, here you pass. Like, here you go pass, come on. So what Satan did was to put garrison around where this same man child will pass. Jairus stood. That stood is not standing. It's a position. Yes. He stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to do one thing. So think about a lion that just stands in the front of your door. Lightly wait. You will enter, now you go come out. To devour a child as soon as it was born. So this is it. He simply, okay, I can get this child. As soon as it was born. As that point where it was born, I would just catch the child. At least, as long as I can still give birth to it, I can still catch up with this child. Now, everybody say devour. Devouring there is corruption. It's to taint it with corruption. Because once it's corrupted, it cannot go to the throne. It cannot go to the throne. So let me just corrupt. Let me just give it one touch. Then God will reject it. It can't be a perfect offering. I say, God will keep us. Jailisa. But God is able to keep us. God is able to keep us. There are things you can do that will keep you from falling. Peter told us those things. Peter told us those things. So those are the things that, you know, we have to learn them. You learn them to the point where you will be kept. You'll be kept in the love of God. You'll be kept. So actually, what keeps you from falling is the Father's love. You will do commandments to the place of love. You will be kept in the love of God. There's a lot of wisdom in perfecting the love of God. So that man child was a love child. He was a love child. Satan could not blame. So why do they call Satan an accuser of brethren? It means that he was still accusing most holy brethren. So most holy brethren can still be accused until they perfect the love of God. Before you enter to the place where you are perfected the love of God and you have been sealed to the Father's name, you can still be what? Accused. The Bible says they accuse them what? Day and night. Non-stop accusation. Non-stop accusation. So as long as the brethren have not perfected the love of God, he can still make them earthly. He can still make them earthly. He's very fearful that to the Ephesian church, he says, see where thou art fallen. See where thou art fallen. See where thou art fallen. I'm saying, so it means that they are fallen. See where thou art fallen. Ephesian church that hated false apostles. Ephesian church hated doctrine of Nicolaitans. They had charity. They had patience. But they had fallen. He says, okay, do the first works. You left love. You left your first love. So it means there are many loves. So this first love is not charity. It's the beginning of the Father's love. What did I say it is? It's not Christ's love. It's Father's love. Because it says, your first love. So it means that they are their first love. And they are love more than first love. So they have done it. He says, no. He says, nevertheless, I have someone against you because thou hast left. So there's a way you can do something and you leave it. It means that you are not crowned. You can do a walk and you are not crowned with the walk. So they don't see it like this is yours. If you look at those churches, there were churches that they said that they are old fast. Some of their works were not. Take me to the church in Sardis. Look at the church in Sardis. Look at the church in Sardis. Church in Sardis. Look at it. It said, unto the angel of the church in Sardis, right? This thing said he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. This one is very fearful. That thou hast a name that thou livest and thou art dead. So thou hast a name that you are a living church. Living means everlasting. He says, but you are dead. Meaning you are not responding to the living God. Now look at it. Let's just read. There's somewhere I want to read to us. Be watchful. And was strengthen the things which what remain. That are ready what? To die. For I have not found thy works what? Before God. So they had works, but they were not perfect. They are not perfected their works. So you can go through a walk and you didn't perfect it. You can go through a face and you did not perfect that face. Just like you can learn Christ and you didn't learn Christ well. So when you learn Christ and you didn't learn it well, you can move beyond the learning of Christ into the Father, but you did not perfect Christ. So it means that you have not stood in that dominion because you did not learn the lesson well. So they will tell you, go back. So do the first works. It means they are journeying beyond the first works. So they have to go back there. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. This is very fearful. Now take me back to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. I'm coming back here. Take me back there. So look at that. So to devour a child as soon as it was born. 1 Peter chapter 5. Be sober. Be vigilant. So they were talking to servants. You know, we have used this scripture, no? Be sober. Be vigilant. You think it's by night vigil? It's beyond that, sir. He's talking to servants. Be sober. Be vigilant. These were churches of elders. You know by the introduction. They were the flock of God. What did I say they were? Flock of God are flock of stars, Pastor CG. Yes, they are flock of stars. Yeah, so they were the flock of God. They were the ones that Peter was talking to. Just like John was talking to little children, young men, and fathers. Peter in chapter 5 was talking to elders. So when he said, be sober, they were the ones that were waiting for the appearing of the chief shepherd.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're not getting it. They were the season of the appearing of the chief shepherd. No, not chapter 2. It's still 1 John chapter 5. So, it is in the season when the chief shepherd, because the chief shepherd appears in seasons until he perfects appearing. And the perfection of his appearing is the sealing of the name of the Father.
Yes,
sir. So, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive what? A crown of glory that fade away. This is not rapture.
Yes, sir.
This is him appearing a second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, what? A second time. Look for him. Shall he appear to what? A second time without sin unto salvation. So this was the second appearing, as it were, or the final appearing. So within that final appearing is an ongoing appearing. There are seasons of appearing of the chief shepherd, and what he wants to come and give crown. That crown is actually an everlasting crown.
Yes, sir.
That crown is sealing.
Yes.
1 Peter chapter 5. It's to seal their works.
Yeah.
You can see, faded not. So this is an incorruptible crown.
Yes, sir.
Faded not away. Incorruptible, undefiled, unfading. So it's everlasting crown.
Yes, sir.
At times when you are looking at these things, you need to be able to dissect them well. This is an everlasting crown. So when the chief shepherd appear, so an everlasting crown here is the Father's seal.
Yes,
so you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, he younger. So these younger are young men. They are young men in the Most Holy. These are ethics to save you.
Yes, sir.
Submit unto the elder. Ye, all of you, be subject to one another. All of them. So in the church, you submit to one another. Even the elders submit. Because all of them have not overcome yet. So the dragon can still lift you up above measure. So he was talking both to the elder and the young man. He said, submit one to another. It's a wisdom. All of us should submit to one another. There is a place of ranking when the younger submits to the older. There's a place of submitting to what? One to another. That one is to protect your heart. There's a wisdom for hiding. He says, all of you, be subject one to another. All of you, the old flock of God. And be clothed with the what? So these are the things that the dragon has as tools. What he does is to attack the heart with pride, yes, so that God will what? Resist you.
Yes,
be clothed with humility. Be clothed with humility. For God what? And give it what? So what you need to resist the devil is the garment of humility. Actually, that's what keeps you. God will help us. Hey! God help us. So. Hey! Hey! Some of the things that mommy taught us on Sunday are good things. At least for a start. They have that one. Don't consider yourself as elite.
Yes,
don't even be entitled. You run away from some flattery. Yeah, you are the ancient of days of the time. You just run away, sir. You know, at times when you hear some kind of praise, you are afraid. And some ministers are very comfortable with it. The Elijah of our time. You know, but there's this guy, but the guy is not a minister. I don't think he's a minister. He's just a comedian. When he's coming, they used to sing a wrestling song. I said, oh my God, a lot of money, sir. Minister of the gospel. I'm the lion. All kind of things are happening, sir. So it means that we must learn how to be clothed in humility. We have to learn it. We have to learn how to hide. So I'm even thinking that the man child being in the womb of a woman is a wisdom of hiding. It is not like, you know what, when you think about it, just think of maybe it's a womb. Or no, that womb is actually humility.
Yeah.
It's lowliness and meekness. The man child is so low that the dragon cannot. You know, when you are meek at times, you thank you. It's a wisdom that the dragon cannot easily discern. Meaning, cloak of humility disarms the dragon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Cloak of humility disarms the dragon. No wonder Jesus said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. He didn't say I have meekness and lowliness. I am meek and lowly. And you shall find rest for your soul. So that's how to come into rest. So, sir, everybody must learn humility. Sir, you are not in there. They are already flattering you, and you are thinking. You are the Elijah of City Gate Church. Oh, God. You know that Paul was assaulted by an apostle of Satan. And what that spirit came to do was to make Paul higher beyond measure. No, Paul had abundance of revelation. So at times when you have revelation, they come after you. When you have abundance in the season of revelation, that's why you need to pray for your pastors. Pray for all of us. All of us. When you see us laboring in this world, pray for us. Because Satan does not like us. He's looking for how to kill us. Abundance of revelation. I think that for the ministers in this work, we need to submit to our wives also. It's part of the salvation. Because most of your wives are not as gifted as you. You have to have a wisdom. Submit to them also. Submit to your wife as a sister. Because before marriage, you are brethren. Some men of God make that mistake. Before he told them, say, say, submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. That will help you to know that you too need to be pastored. My wife pastors me, and I listen to her. Even when it doesn't do as if it makes sense, I just tell myself that you don't know everything. And that helps me a lot. Everybody needs a pastor. You need brethren. God will surround you with brethren. At times when everybody is saying something, check it. Some of us, we are so convinced. Some, I don't know what we know. We have not made mistake before. You are not even afraid that people jolly beyond you are faulting you. So you still believe in what you are saying. It's wisdom. You can be wrong. Everybody must have that element of doubt. You can be wrong. In your choices, you can be wrong. That's where submission comes in. Please let me check this thing. That's the wisdom about submitting. Some people think actually it's control. You want to hatch the thing yourself. So I pity you. It's easy for Satan to deceive one person that plenty. If it's only you, I was finished. But when we are plenty, before you finish, you run through the mind. Somebody will say, and you come change you get. So humility is the hiding womb of the man child. Yes, it's God that brought us here. Honestly, it's God that brought us here. Okay, let's have that.
Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. I share with you secrets. I share with you secrets. I share with you secrets. 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 Secret that keeps. Secret that keeps. A secret that keeps. A secret that keeps. I'm sharing with you a secret. A secret. A secret that will keep you till the end. A secret that will keep you till the end. For it is a secret. It's a secret. It's a secret the adversary does not know. It's a secret the adversary does not know. It's a secret the adversary does not know. For you need to learn. You need to know. You need to know how to hide. How to hide. How to stay under. How to stay under authority. For it's a privilege to be under. It's a great privilege to be under. It's a great advantage to be under. It's a great advantage to be humble. Oh, na shifro pasti jigapra nafia dozinji alakargabana. It's a secret of the Father. It's a secret of the Father. For you see, when you see the Father, you will truly learn humility. You will truly learn humility. For it's the secret of the Father. It's the secret of the Father. It's the secret of the Father. For that garment, even that clothing, is a clothing of the Father. It's a clothing of the Father that can keep you. It's a clothing of the Father that can keep you. For no one can come to the Father without having that clothes. No one can come to the Father. No one can be of the Father. No one can even be a father or except he has that cloth. For you need to have the garment of humility. Yeah. You need to have the garment of humility. You need to have that garment of humility, for that's the clothing of fathers. That's the clothing of fathers. Amen. Is a garment that shape, even the adversary cannot blame. Is a garment the adversary cannot blame. You learn to submit one to another. You learn to hide under one another. You learn to use even the wiles of the adversary against himself, against itself. You using it by hiding. Using it by hiding. For by it you can decode. You can decode spirits from afar, and you can use them even to come up see the Father.
So it means that in the womb is a kind of hiding. It's a kind of being under. So the man child was under. That kind of church should not be under. Oh, you didn't get what we are saying. It's just from the wisdom of interpretation. Oh, that church was under. Normally, this kind of church will not be in the body. And that's why I warned us that, see, we are. Let me tell you, see. Listen. You are not above anybody in the body. The Lord told me one time. You are not above anybody. We have fathers in the body. Forever, we have fathers in the body. You are not above. You can go beyond. Does not mean you are above. You are not above nobody. Joshua went beyond Moses, but he was not above Moses. In terms of the assignment of the work, Joshua led the people into the promised land. But Joshua was a continuation of the work that God said. So what I am doing today is a continuation of Baba Adebayo's work. It's just the truth. It's a continuation of the works of ministries that have come before us. We are not better than anybody. No, but if I even think they are better than us. In terms, they are in many areas. So I don't have nobody should be having one thinking that you should never rate us higher than any minister in the body. We are under authority. Thank God our Father has fathers also. He talks about them highly. That is the nature of this work. You have to hide. Most remnant groups that entered into heresies broke away from the body. They broke away from the body. Your light should not blind you. Remember, Regina's experience. Those guys that went, got to the mountain, they had so much shining on their hammer. He said they did not see certain garrison of the enemy. You need to go and read that place in Final Quest. He said what kept them was a mantle of humility. He said the thing was irritated. So I now understand why God will give us a commandment. Don't shine. Don't make noise. Don't cut something. Don't be loud. All those commandments, God will be bringing it. I'll be wondering, don't do this. At times you want to do something. No, don't do it. Don't cut this thing and sponsor some things. God will be telling you that it's good that you are hidden. And I understand. Don't push yourself. There was one year, I can't forget, 2017. I woke up in the morning, God warned me against fame. He did. So it means that being famous will expose you to the dragon. You expose you on timely exposure. There was a time, one time I used to travel, doors of itinerary was opening. I said, yes, I have landed. Let us be ministering up and down. And Lord shut the doors. And I asked the Lord. Now, I was not asking the Lord because I was frustrated. I just wanted to know. The Lord says, I'm hiding you. Look at the word. I am hiding you. So it's the nature of this work that we are hiding. They hide us. The work is not loud. We don't announce ourselves. Yeah, we are here. We are here now. Hallelujah. Yeah, the word of the Lord. The work. You know, there are many things that you can even do that make you known. So God said, just stay with teaching. I'll be teaching the work. Can we say amen? So God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Now look at verse 6. Humble yourself. Look at it. So, sir. So this is how they keep sons. So humble yourself. That mighty hand is the everlasting hand. This is the everlasting God. Eh? Humble yourselves, therefore. He's talking to the old church. Look at it. Humble yourselves. What is humble in Yoruba, sir? Irele, ile. Ile, ire, ile. Ire, ile. It's like, go down. Litorina. Ere arai sile labe owo agbara olorun gbeyin ga li akoko. There's an akoko. The akoko is when you are caught up. The akoko is when they will catch you up to God and his throne. The akoko is when you are caught up to the throne. So there's an akoko to be caught up. Before that, stay in what? Irele. Sir, if you go and shout and leave that womb. Now, have you ever told the dragon, he says, shh, shh, come. Only where man shall complain. Oh, yeah, now. Oh, Google Revelation told you, they should call. Oh, then, yeah. Jade do balagbara wa ba mi ni marakana. We had, when I was in secondary school, we had a place called Marakana. If they want to fight, I say, "Ka wa ba mi marakana." So when you go to that Marakana, sir, you will fight till you die. People will now surround you. There's Marakana, there's another place they call Angola. Guys will surround you. They will now be beating yourself. So I remember some two guys, their boss, they now went to Angola. They now began to fight. They began to fight. Boa! Ba! Boa! Later they began to beg. Ewalawa. There was one time. Woo! The two people that were fighting, people that started beating, they never ran away. Hey! So Satan will want to lure you out. He'll try to lure you out. He wants you to react. He will do something. And he will tell you you have power. So all those three temptations that Satan gave Jesus, he wanted to lure Jesus out. Huh? Huh? Son of God, if you be the son, turn the stones to bread. And Jesus was hungry. He needed, and he had power to produce bread from stone. So Satan will wait there and ask you, sir, what are you doing about your condition? You have power to change your circumstance. You know, you're a fool. It's a way Satan can stress fool. Fool. No, I'm not a fool. I said, you're a fool. I'm not a fool. So if you're not a fool, then do something about your life. I will do something. I will do something. Just come out. But then they eat you. So it means that if you're going to stay under, you must despise shame. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 12. You must be ready to despise shame. There are some things that you don't have power over. You may even have the power, but does not mean you have to do something about it. There are many things that you will leave. There are many things you will ignore. There are many things you will do as if it does not exist. If you try to use your might, you will sin. So humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He was writing to the church in the Most Holy. It's a church in the Most Holy. So that in due time he may exalt you. What does it mean to exalt you? To lift you. It is to be caught up. Look at now what he now said in verse, casting all your care. So these are the things Satan will use. So I mean, I even think that when you're a servant of God in the most holy, you don't have cares. Sir, you have cares. There are cares. There are always cares at every level. So these are most holy cares. They are all cares. God will help us, sir. Casting all your care. No, for a sheep of God, their care will be different. There are certain things right now that are really not my problem. I have faith for it. But there are some things that are my problem. They are my cares. I have concerns. Sometimes not my concerns, concerns for the people of God. They are also cares. The people of God must marry. It's a care. It means if you take that care too much, you can take some step. You know, there was a time I knew this thing. These things are true. There was a time in church, people were not getting pregnant. And I was, Satan came to me and said, what are you doing about this thing? Me too, I started nodding my head. I said, I'll go and pray. I know it's not like it's bad to pray, but God did not tell me. I did not even ask God what to do. I just felt that, let us begin to pray. As I wanted to pray, the Lord said, keep quiet. Keep teaching the word. And that was not easy. As just obeying that, it was as if we mudaju. Some of you can even be believed that this pastor, oh, really? How come I'm a teacher? He's been power washing. We are going through things. They are not doing anything. People are hungry. You are teaching everlasting life. She everlasting life. One dadju man, one dadju. Come on, teach what? One love. We see love in there. There's no love. Meanwhile, we don't know that we're under oath. It's a chain. At times, you even want to do something else. Something will chain you. You can't do something else. You want to even do something else. You can't even do it. If you do it, you know that you are breaking a code. Once in a while, God can allow you to do some things. Let us say it's okay. Just the permission is maybe look at some of the children. At times, you know, the Lord will move us to minister to the people. But even that one is heavily regulated. Heavily regulated. It's not all the time. It's not all the time I teach on finances. It's heavily regulated. Evil cannot allow me to stay on that subject, and I will not be defiled. So once in a while, and even notice, even when they permit us, there's a way we talk about it. You use scripture to lace it up so that your heart is protected. Because they used to steal one servant of money. Most holy, Mammon. What do you think affected Balaam? He lost wages of righteousness, sir. So I now understand. So casting all your care upon him. It is care that will make you not serve well. Now, care can make the dragon seduce you. At times, care can make you go and start ministry. Yes. Ministry, if I continue this part, it's not even soul are perishing. It's like they are just using me. I've labored and there's no gain for my labor. So Satan come and meet you that. How long will you be under? So they are just using you. And like that, actually, you are being used. Believe me, you are being used. Now, there are a lot of places I've not gone. Well, let me look at it. Look at someone like Paul. He's the one opening campuses. But he's doing it under my authority. Yes, Satan can go after you. I say you are the one walking. So why are you? All these things that happen in Pentecost where somebody will remove a signboard. Yeah. Which he be ready. Yeah. But Babalebo is sitting in camp. So he's now saying, well, you're Eliosha Redeemer. He's Redeemer. Not I redeemed the tea. Remove redeem there. Put my name. Redeem Christian Church of God. Redeemer Everlasting Church. Just remove it and put your name. There was a church. There was, you know, if you know what happened to winners in Ghana, it was a war. That bishop sent Nigerian ministers to go and intercede with the church in Ghana. They were stoning them. Yes. Later, I think bishop left it. I don't know. But the thing was in court. You can't imagine. Church going to court. Those things should not have happened to us. Never. Those are stainings, Buruku. Stainings, Buruku, sir. That's already the dragon messing the church up. You can never ascend when those things are happening. We should learn like that. See, listen, it's the same thing when brethren fight. You must come to a point where you cannot fight. You don't understand? You don't have tools anymore. You know, like when mommy was teaching on Sunday, they said, when the Lord says that, Bugo weapon, sir. So when she was saying, I said, you must be de-weaponized. That's what it means to be made what? Harmless. That is what everlasting life is. It's not cliche. It's to make you a lamp. A lamb does not have weapon. A lamb does not even have claw to defend himself. So you must not be able to fight. Those are the tools. All these little fight. The one you fight in your hostel, brethren life fighting. All those, I want ija, you know those ija. Oyekema jujale. What did I say? Oyekema she. Hey, damn it, low. Ija. Please down your tools. Begin to throw away your tools. Turn your sword into plowshares. What is plowshares? It's used for harvesting. You need to harvest. All your weapons, turn it into harvesting fruits.
Yes, sir.
Fruits that the Father will partake of.
Yes.
So we must know as a church how to fight less. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I used to be afraid when they say brethren are fighting. My heart would go, hey, I want lagbara. Say, our lagbara. In those days, when we had our lagbara school, Baba Ashe. There's a Egbo Ashe. There's a guy who we call Tiger. If Tiger blow you, it will be as if it was bag of cement. You don't understand. You people don't know. You people, you went to butter school. When you say somebody sing better, so he put jazz on the air. If he blow you, Tiger. If he's coming like people say, Baba Tiger. So some of us are Tiger. Scorpio. Yeah. Oh! There shall never hurt or harm on my holy mountain. Those are natures that they must break with everlasting power.
Yeah.
Begin to convert souls. Hallelujah. Souls that can war.
Hallelujah.
Eh?
Thank you, sir.
All those souls, they are animalistic things. All of us have it. Orish is a creature no soul, was sir. Eh? Tiger, lion. Some are only badger. You know only badger?
Yes,
it's an animal. Yeah? He does not grieve for anybody. That's only badger. Only badger will see lion. You know, go grieve for lion. Some of us are small, but we don't agree. Only badger. Only badger soul. Ah, me only grieve for anybody, sir. Me only grieve for pastor, God, sir. Stubborn, only badger. Only badger is so stubborn. Only badger. If I saw a documentary, the lioness was just wondering. If I did, we kill no shele, bole shele, leshe. The only badger was coming, lion just say, ah, I'm a boy, you know. So we have only badger soul. Some people, when you look at them, you can almost you can underestimate them, but they are giddy they have. I know they grieve for anybody. Everybody say anybody. No, you didn't get to say anybody. All those natures, they must be conquered. That's what it means to be to be seen with the Father's name is to be a lamb. Armless. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. You don't know what it means for a wolf to dwell with the lamb. The wolf has been more grass alone. Imagine wolf eating grass. He had been denatured. Eh? And the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Leopard. And the calf and the young lion. Abba. Onje lion lele, sir. Eh? And the fatling together. And the little child shall what? Lead there. He said, a child will play with the whole of a cockatice. Abs. Omokekere. You'll be playing in the hole of a snake. Yeah, you'll be, you know the way we used to? We have a dog, Pearl. There's a way we rub our head. Pearl, she do like this. Pearl. So imagine rubbing not a lion. You are rubbing a snake on the head. See? And you are rubbing the snake is doing like this. They are showing you. They said there will never hurt or harm on my holy mountain. So you see those 144,000. Armless man. You know, at times you don't see wisdom in being armless. Now, take me back to that. Let me just round up my thoughts. Take me back to that first Peter. So humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You must learn this. We must learn this. Some of us, we still have a long way on this one. You think you can plan your life, Abby? And this, by the way, it does not teach faith. That's why things don't happen. So I'll go and learn faith. Don't worry, go and learn faith. You will understand that it gets some doors where your faith will go work. Now obedience, they work. Now dealing, they work. Now sacrifice, they work. Some doors will not open until you yield to God. Even concerning your natural finances, me, I understand some of those pathways by experience that you will walk with God years. Then certain things start following you. Believe me. And if you want those things earlier, you will enjoy yourself. You will break a lot of things to have them. And if God starts giving you a lot of resources early, know how to give it out so that the thing does not ensnare you. Yeah. Satan works in both ways. Yes. At times you can have, he will still come after you. Yeah. Quickly ensnare you. He begin to give you big vision. You know, you can have, but there's a way you give.
Yes.
There are some people that they don't have, but the way they give, they are crazy lovers. So those ones are defeating the spirit. But some you can have, but there's a way you give. You give with sense. Your sense is still intact. You see, you can give and your frame is still intact. They have not touched your frame. They are still coming after you. Oh, Lord Jesus, God help us. Verse 8. So be sober. Be vigilant. Because what? Your adversary, the devil. So he's talking to servants. These are servants. These are servants of the Most Holy that have begun an everlasting journey. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So you can see devour in Revelation 12. Walking about. That walking about, I used to think that He was just an aimless walking around. He's not aimless. He was mapping sons. Remember the way he did in the time of Job? Up and down, to and fro. It's the same thing. It's not just walking aimlessly. The walking is strategic walk. He was measuring them. So, spirit of my own. So that walking, he was mapping them. Marking them. Say they are marking you. They say lions do that. You know lions do that. They mark their territory. At times they mark their prey. So what kind of seeking whom he may devour? Whom what? Resist. Steadfast in faith. So the way you resist him. His garment of what? Humility. Irele. Irele. Papa Debo, you can say sir to anybody. This one that you are nobody, that you are Baba Debo. Somebody was saying, I know a brother. All this fathers. The day he met Baba Debo, he changed his philosophy. When Baba Debo met him, he said, my name is Brother Enoch. He bowed down to him. He says, I am Brother Enoch. He bowed down to him. There's nobody Baba Debo does not call, sir. Baba Debo, look at the way he relates with Bishop. He said, what will I do if a bishop is saying that you preach? Where do you see that a pastor knows more than a bishop? Before he preached in Bishop's birthday, Isaac took exhortation. That's Bishop's son. You know, Isaac has fire.
Yeah.
So when he can say, Isaac has finished all the message. It's hard for Satan to... it's hard! Wisdom! What kind of wisdom? God just used my son Isaac to bless us. I don't even know what to say. Maybe I should just say one or two things. Let me just copy what he said. Some of us, little light. You even got it from your pastor. Pastor Elotigetel. By the time you talk about it, you will put your logo inside. I was thinking, actually, while I was waiting, the Lord revealed. The Lord told me. Okay, sir. That's okay. The Lord told me, sir. It's better that the Lord does not tell you. It's easier when you hear things and just reproduce them. You are kept. So one was resisted fast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are what? Accomplished in what? Your brethren that are in the world. Those brethren are your, those are the ones that Satan accuses. He's accused of these brethren. We'll continue. I need to let you know, Satan accuses these brethren. These brethren that are, they want to overcome him. Yes, sir. Is the one that he goes after. Verse 10. But the God of all grace. So everybody say, grace!
Grace!
Part of the apparatus of grace is humility. Those are the energies of grace. Eh? The God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory. That's where you are going. To cut up to God and his throne. After you have suffered a while. Make you perfect. So the purpose of suffering is for perfection. What is that suffering? To learn obedience by the things you suffer. Be led, be trained, yield yourself to God. Then established training said to you, to him be the what? Glory and dominion. So these are the people that have dominion.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Can we begin to talk to the Lord? Let's talk to him tonight. The Lord has helped us again. Wow. Can we begin to bless his name? Let's just appreciate the Lord tonight. Let's talk to him. Let's talk to him. Let's... Father, we lift up your hands and receive grace. The Lord will interpret this into us personally at our different walk with Him. Can we receive grace? Can we receive grace? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.